Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening, sir. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys, and I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community in the nation. Do you have a few minutes to help us out, sir?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sir. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances are 50-50?
I will definitely vote.
Okay. And in 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else, sir?
Joe Biden.
Okay, and just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I am Caucasian.
Caucasian, okay. Okay, and what is your age, sir?
I am 34 years old. I'll be 35 in the election.
Okay, okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat, okay. Okay, and thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Okay, very dissatisfied. Okay. Okay, sir, now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, or 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, sir. And the first one is fighting inflation and improving economy.
I'd say 8.
Okay, and the next one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
I'd say 8 as well.
Okay. A 7.
Yeah.
Okay. And how about making housing more affordable?
8.
And protecting Social Security and Medicare?
8 as well.
And last one, how about reducing crime and gun violence?
I'd say maybe 6.
Okay. Okay, and the next one is, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Do you strongly approve? Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, okay. Now, sir, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, sir. How do you feel about Joe Biden, sir?
Not so warm. So if 100 is being really warm, I'd say probably about 20.
Okay, about 20. Okay. 20. Here, let me put the number 20. And how about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
Ten.
Okay. And how about Democrats in Congress?
20.
Okay. Okay, now I want you to read, I'm going to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And the first one is restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
I'd say 10.
10, okay. And how about authorizing prescription medication?
Probably 8.
And how about educating the public about food and safety, diet, and nutrition?
And say 8 as well.
8 as well. Okay. And the last one, how about authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke more away from cigarettes?
Let's say maybe 3.
3, okay. Okay, and it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support, sir, or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I oppose it.
You oppose it. Okay. Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community? Somewhat much more benefits, somewhat more benefits, somewhat more harm, much more harm?
I'm not really sure. I don't really have an opinion.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important right now.
Right. Okay. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibited, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, obtainance, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes, which to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products.